A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
A lot of us have just recently graduated, and it's supposed to be like a fun time. It's graduation season, but this has been the saddest time ever. COVID has disproportionately impacted our communities just the same way that police brutality has. We've lost like so many of our people, our friends, our family members. We're taking a stance against police brutality, but we're also taking a stance against all those injustices.
Go online
and request your absentee ballot.
My name is Tim. I'm a college student in New York City, and I've helped to organize a couple of the demonstrations and protests that happened across the city.
But it's not. It's an application.
It's not. It's an application.
Make sure you vote.
We need to make sure you vote.
Because if you don't,
more people will die.
That's it. So we're going to hit for some more.
On Friday night at Barclays Center, I was there with some other college students just trying to figure out how we can make sure that people are staying safe and that no one's like unnecessarily exposing themselves to violence or putting themselves at risk. At first, everything was going okay. People were just peacefully protesting and just like standing in solidarity and just chanting until the cops announced that like everyone was subject to arrest because this is an unlawful gathering. All of a sudden, like, we started hearing like yelling and screaming, and then a couple of people had got arrested. State Senator Zelnor Myrie, he was pepper sprayed and then handcuffed by police officers. So seeing him get arrested was hard for a lot of us. We continued to march up to Fort Greene Park, and there were some run-ins with the police. I have video footage of a van that like tried to drive down a street filled with protesters, and the protesters like locked arms and walked back the van back up the street.
Now, this is insane.
Seeing that was very moving for me. And then it was really short-lived because police officers came with riot shields and pepper spray. And that night we went home. But the very next night, you know, we sat in front of the cars in the FDR and we held up traffic there for about like, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Cars that were stopped in traffic, you know, they were honking their horns, showing that they stood with us with this, you know. And while we were closing down and getting ready to leave, one of the protesters was kind of standing up on the divider and telling us how great it was that we all came out. And the cops, they started spraying mace at everyone. I got hit in the face and I couldn't see for a while. It feels like just your eyes burning and your throat burning and your nose burning, and it's like everything just burns. I remember opening up my eyes and seeing this woman screaming, and then just seeing like three cops just like grab her and throw her to the ground and put cuffs on her. When it comes to mace, it's something that's supposed to be used as self-defense. And I don't feel like I was a threat. It's just really a traumatic experience. Seeing so many people get arrested for just showing, you know, solidarity with the cause and making sure that George Floyd's name would never be forgotten. George Floyd's murder isn't an anomaly. Today it's George Floyd, tomorrow it's someone else, and we don't want it to be anyone else. It's time that we stand together and we hold the people that need to be held accountable.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.